What is up, everybody? Welcome to another rendition of Warp Point Weekly Live.
Woo!
Your nerdy news podcast. As always, I am joined by my gracious co-host. We got Bren.
What up? And Rob, I wish you would fix your mic.
And Jay, what's wrong with my mic?
It's low. Super low.
It's super low?
Now it's better.
Okay, I brought it,
put it
closer
in
to
your face.
I gotta eat it.
There you go.
Eat it. Eat it.
Well, what's up?
And we got Jay.
Yeah. Yo. How's everybody?
You know, we are doing another live version of the show this week, and it'll be out tomorrow on Thursday. You know, so past couple weeks we've been doing a live version of the show, like the old school roots that we had.
I don't really think you can call it old school. We went for like a month or two.
No, we live streamed this. Are we?
I'm talking about the games.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Which we will be bringing back. Yeah. Got to figure out what game works for us. And I'm thinking Apex. There's three of us.
Well, we can do a team-based game. Or me and Brendan were talking.
You say Fortnite? I swear to God, I'll fucking kill you.
No,
no. Don't you ever insult me on that
level.
You gotta get that
Travis Scott skin.
We were thinking of doing Rocket League because that's cross platform.
Ooh, and I have that.
So do I. It's free.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry. I bought Rocket League.
There was one other one that we were talking. Oh, Knockout City. Maybe try and Knockout City too. That's the dodgeball
game. Yeah. Nothing like smacking people in the face with balls.
Right? Balls flying everywhere.
Okay, I'm just making sure I heard you correctly on that one.
But yeah, so, Bren, you want to go over what we're talking about this week?
Why, certainly.
Boy.
It just popped into my head like that. I had to say it like that. I like Three Stooges. Today's episode, we are going over Amazon's beta phase of New World and some issues. I'm not going to go into detail. Let Rob do that.
Well, if you're on our Twitter, you could see a little bit of a preview.
Your rage.
Valve seems to be having big success right off Jump Street with orders for the Steam Deck. We have 1 year of Ghost of Tsushima. Netflix is getting into gaming. My all-time video game franchise, Final Fantasy, will be going over the new 16. Nintendo's OLED model and how infuriating it is for Rob. Because he likes going off about that.
Nintendo don't care.
PS4 is being used for not what we thought they were being used for. Go figure. Ubisoft is delaying more. And God of War Kratos voice actor,
yes,
will be doing the voice of Black Panther in Marvel's Avengers.
Yes.
Which I'm surprised that there's even still people playing that. Considering on Square Enix store website, online store, the PS5 version of Avengers is down to $25.
Mm.
Yeah, not surprised.
They just came out with DLC for that too.
Not surprised at all.
Yeah, they're losing faith already.
They didn't have any faith to begin with.
Yeah, well, they had faith when they thought about it, but then they lost that faith when they did it.
You thought.
Yeah, exactly.
But before we jump into the news, we gotta follow the time honor tradition, the thing that we always do.
Bren,
what have you been up to? Yeah, no, we haven't any fuck. Well, I couldn't go to Facebook, so that's kind of a fuck up.
No, there it is.
So, I had to go on a bit of a work trip.
Ah, yes.
I left Sunday afternoon, came back last night.
Blah, blah.
I know, because I can't
That's all, folks.
I'm going to clip that, and I'm going to make a remix out of it.
And Monday, after I handled my work stuff, I had a little bit of free time. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw up Google Maps, see what video game stores are around. Because a lot of these retro and used game stores seems to be popping up everywhere.
Yes. Hold on. Don't say that you had a little bit of time. Just be honest. You had some money burning in your pocket. That shit was red hot. And you're like, what kind of collectibles can I get myself into trouble for?
Oh, well, of course I had every intention of looking at the collectibles and stuff.
Babe, this is like $120. It'll pay for itself in the long run.
It's like stocks. You just got to invest.
Yeah, exactly.
Surprise, surprise, there were three stores nearby, none of them available for in-store shopping, online only.
What?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, of course, I was stuck with your chain stores of Best Buys and GameStops.
Yeah.
Went and checked them out anyways.
Yeah, you had to be humbled. I understand. A king like you needs only the finest of used video game stores.
I got my daughter a ramen bowl with chopsticks, but it's Pokemon themed. It's a yellow bowl. It's Pikachu themed.
Nice.
Yeah. For whatever reason, she's become really big on eating ramen and stuff.
It's a phase. Getting ready for college.
Yeah. I hit eBay last night.
Ooh.
When I was bored, and I finally found one, guys. Trails of Cold Steel 2 Relentless Edition.
Oh, nice.
For under $100 new.
Nice.
Damn.
It's in Australia. Conversion to US with tax and shipping, about $75. And I won't see it until at least August 11th.
You know, I always wondered what the conversion rate was for didgeridoos.
From what I've seen, one US dollar is like almost $1.40 in Australia.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you say where your training is near Westchester, right?
Allentown.
Okay.
And for the guys that don't know what they're talking about,
it's Pittsburgh.
PA shit.
Yeah. So I work for a dealership that has a training facility for that brand. It's Allentown, which is an hour north of Philadelphia.
Okay. So there's this really cool ass store out there.
So hold on. I have to reverse it a little bit. So Pittsburgh's here. Pittsburgh is right here in Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania is a big square state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia is 4.5 to 5 hours away on the other side of the state. So really I was going all the way up here.
So the next time you go out there, there's a store. It's in this place called Phoenixville, which is about 30 to 45 minutes south of Allentown.
Okay.
It's called Gamer's Heaven. It is an amazing store that I want to go check out.
It never popped up.
Yeah, Gamer's Heaven is out that way. I've been following them for a little bit now. And, I mean, they have a ramen and boba tea place inside this place. You can rent a PS5. And like they have game areas set up where you can rent an hour to play PS5 or Xbox or PC or whatever. They got all kinds of collectible stuff. They got all kinds of like models and stuff, like gunplas and shit like that. They got a 4K theater that like you can rent for 2 hours and watch whatever you want.
I mean, that sounds like freaking heaven.
Yeah. Like I've been trying to figure out how I can get out there for a little bit, like just drive out one day. Like you said, it's like a 5-hour road trip, but it would be awesome.
I mean, it's heaven.
Yeah.
I think next time I have to go out, I'm just going to fly.
To Philadelphia?
Yeah.
What? will your work pay for your plane ticket?
He's going to have like a 4-hour layover just so he doesn't have to drive.
Bro, actually, flying from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia only takes about 40 minutes.
Is it that long? I thought it would be like 20. Well, it's probably 20 minutes in the air and like 20 minutes of taxiing and on a runway and shit.
Yeah, because my wife's aunt and uncle do it occasionally. Because, yeah, it's 4.5 hours for them to drive from Philly to Pittsburgh or a 45-minute flight.
Well, like I said, will work pay for that?
I don't know.
I said, well, we were trying to do our vacation to Destin, Florida. It could have been so easy for just Indianapolis airport straight to a Florida airport and then wherever. Yeah. But it was like, fly here takes an hour. All right, that's not that bad. And then a like 4-hour layover in Georgia. That's like, okay, so we're going to do the dots. So it's about like this, you know, straight shots, pretty much how our trip was.
Mm-hmm.
Boop, boop. How's that making fucking sense?
Yeah, right.
So we end up driving 16 hours, and that was fun.
Yeah, see, my back can't do that anymore. I actually had to make an emergency appointment with my chiropractor. Lana,
thank you for the subscription.
Thank you.
Because the hours of sitting and then being in the chairs for class out there just totally compressed my back.
8 months.
Well, shit. I was gonna flex, but I can't.
And the meme board is not working.
I got 7
rows. Jay.
I got 7 months. So. Insider trading, I guess. keep that 250. Buy yourself something nice.
Yeah, it's just going to sit there in the count and wait for conventions to open up.
Yeah.
Because that's right what we've been saving that money for.
Right. Yeah, that's all we've been saving that money for.
Because we planned it out. We were going to go. But anyways, we're getting off track.
Right. Yeah, we did. We got way off track.
Other than that, other than my work trip and, you know, getting that ramen bowl for my daughter. No, I haven't
been playing anything.
I haven't been doing anything. I didn't, huh?
You've been playing anything? I know you were, you were looking at games to take with you for the Switch.
Yeah. And guess what?
You didn't take the Switch.
You want to hear how dumb I am? So I left the Switch on charge. I left it on the dock to charge. Well, when it was time for me to leave Sunday, you know, my daughter's a big daddy's girl. She fought it tooth and nail for a little bit. I got lucky. Her friend came down when it was time for me to leave. So I said bye to her. She grabbed her friend. They went upstairs to her room and they were playing around and stuff. I didn't even think about it.
Oh, hydrate.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. I was like, well, awesome, this is my perfect chance. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna hurry up and slip out while she's distracted. And yeah, I got on the parkway, Rob, and I got to the Fort Pitt tunnel
and you're like, son of a
bitch. Well, Danielle texted me. Oh. She texted me, she's like, you forgot the Switch. I was like, ah, mother. I was gonna turn around and go get it, but there was, you know how the parkway is, there's always traffic.
Always
it doesn't
traffic.
Matter.
It doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter what's going on, there's always
Jay,
traffic.
The people of Pittsburgh honestly believe that the tunnel is a monster that eats them.
And poops them
that's
out.
It.
Because it. That is where the traffic is. People slow down when they approach the tunnel.
Like, there's big signs that say, you know, maintain speed through a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody maintained speed through a tunnel.
I mean, it's
ridiculous.
Big enough, right, to fit everybody?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so I hate that shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Jay, the tunnels are wide enough that 18-wheelers could be side by side and fit through there.
I mean, it would be tight, but they could do it.
That's what she said?
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Jay, what about you? What have you been up to, bud?
Not really a whole lot. Fallout grinding, trying to honestly find anything worth jumping into for a while. There hasn't really been any games that's stuck out to me.
Fair.
But yeah, a little bit of Fallout, a little bit of I'm looking on my computer right now to remember what I've been playing. Yeah, just recently more Fallout. Honestly, I haven't had much time to play anything. Kind of been doing the work grind as Bryn has, but.
Yeah.
I have been watching more TV. Me and the missus started watching Banshee.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually set in your guys' state.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. And after watching Anthony Starr, the guy who plays... why am I drawing a blank on his name? Lucas.
Robert Downey.
Oh, yeah,
main character. That's Homelander.
Yeah.
From The Boys. So I was like, okay. You know what? This dude can act. I like him.
Yeah.
I'm digging it so far. Let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much been it. Been uneventful this week. Haven't really had too much to do. Gonna try to change it up this week. Going on the boat again.
Ooh.
Trying to play a bunch of other games. I got GTA 5 that I've been meaning to jump online. And I don't know. Maybe we'll see some RP... role-playing on that, because apparently that's big. People love playing role-playing.
Yeah, so, fuck it. I have it for PS5 or PS4, so.
Yeah.
Well, no crossplay.
I end up getting it from Epic, so.
Fair. It just sucks there's no crossplay on that stuff. Like, I don't know, like.
Oh, I mean, with how PC servers are.
Well,
the people do some crazy shit on them.
Well, even like Red Dead, anything Rockstar is not crossplay. Like, you can't go PlayStation to Xbox or anything. There's just no crossplay. It's either PC to PC, Xbox to Xbox, or PlayStation
and
to PlayStation.
And that's weird, because like when people, like game developers, are asked about crossplay, they're like, "Yeah, we can just flip a switch, and they're all running servers." But it makes more sense to open up crossplay, because then instead of having like PS3 or PS5 servers and Xbox servers and PC servers, you just blend them all together in one big mashup that works. It just doesn't work on Call of Duty.
Right. You know what is ridiculous? Is that what? GTA 5 was available for PS3.
Yeah. PS3, PS4, and PS5.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
The game has had, it's been out for 10 years.
Is that it? Only 10?
I think about 10 years, maybe a little bit longer.
It'll be a little bit shorter. It'll be 10 years in October.
Oh, really? No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So the only game they put out was Red Dead, which was the second studio.
Right.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
See what they do, like, even if they're working on one, because, I mean, I assume the DLC crew isn't the main crew.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. We have had confirmation of GTA 6, but just that they're working on it.
Yeah, but I mean, GTA 5 is such a cash cow for them still, even after all these years.
Well, yeah, but I mean, look at it. It still stays fresh. It still stays, you know, a good game to actually play online.
And the modding community has had a blast with that game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what
even,
I mean?
Even unmodded, you can still do some crazy stuff on some like map modes and custom map stuff that they do.
Yeah, I mean, so why would you want to, you know, put all this money into pushing out a new game whenever you could just run off of what you already have and still make money? Fans are still happy. Everybody's still happy. I mean,
it's now getting to the point where people are wanting to know where GTA 6 is.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about it. 10 years. It took 10 years to get to that.
But guess what? Where's Bully? Where's all these other IPs that they could be pulling from?
We talked about Bully.
Yeah, I know. But that's what
I'm saying. That was my game.
I love Bully.
I freaking love that game.
Bully was great.
Ka-tow. You heard it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep. Jay got one.
Them bastards are annoying.
As for me, honestly, I haven't really been doing much. Watched Loki. Pretty good. I like it. Yeah, I mean, I haven't even been playing video games.
We're a video game show, and we haven't been playing video games. Imagine that.
Like, I've been playing Valhalla, trying to get through that. There's a lot to that game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like 60 hours for the story.
Really?
It's over 100 for completionist.
Well, Rob, you know the third and final DLC chapter for Kakarot's out.
Yeah, I know. I haven't picked up Kakarot at all.
That's your boy. That's your boy.
I know.
What?
Alana, thank you for the 100 pits.
Thank you, Corgi Bitties.
Thank you, thank you.
But yeah. I know it's the Trunks one, and I haven't even picked up any of Kakarot. I keep saying I'm going to, and I haven't. I was looking at Fighters. I've been looking at a bunch of them. In fact, PlayStation has a great sale going on right now. And
yeah,
I thought about you, Bren. I was going to text you earlier about it because... Let me see if I can't pull it up. They have all of the new Assassin's Creed. Odyssey, Origins, and Valhalla for $60 right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that for digital?
Yeah, it's a digital download, but it's the whole, you know, all three of them for $60. It's kind of hard to beat.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah.
While we're talking about this. Oh, I told you about it. Jay.
Yo. I'm listening.
I don't know if you've been to your local mall lately, but here in Pittsburgh, we still have a couple FYE stores left.
Yeah. We do not have an FYE. We actually never had one. I had to go to Fort Wayne to actually go to an FYE for a first time.
Oh.
I heard about it forever because I was one of those kids that grew up on Fuse.
Yeah. They had seasons 1 through 7 of Dragon Ball Z on Steelbook.
Nice.
$60 a pop.
Yeah.
For the whole series?
No, $60 per season.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's Steelbook.
Yeah, what ratio is it in, though?
It's Blu-ray.
No, I mean, is it 16:9?
I think you'd had options. Probably had multiple options.
Yeah, well, if it's Blu-ray, it has options.
They released the, not necessarily, they released that new collection for like the 30th anniversary of it, and it wasn't in the collection. The Dragon Box was the only one to have it in the original aspect ratio. The rest of them have been I can't remember what it's called, but pretty much it cuts off a lot of the art.
Oh.
Like, it goes from 16:9 to letterbox, I think it is. So, it'll, like, focus. So, like, instead of it being, like, a face, it'll focus, like, a little bit less on, you know, the rest of the head. It'll be, like, the face, mainly. Maybe a chin.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, yeah, that was the only set recently. And that, the orange box set is... No, let's see. Orange brick. $173.
Is that for all of them?
Yep.
Oh, well, that isn't too bad then. At FYE, it's $230. Yeah. All right, so this is just for season 8 in the Steelbook. Release date. Oh, it just came out in March on the Steelbook. It doesn't say what the aspect ratio is. Yeah, all it says is that, you know, it's TV PG, English subtitles, box set steelbook with four discs. That's all it got. So yeah, I don't know.
So,
but yeah, other than that, I haven't really been doing too much. So I want to talk about this really cool game store I was at today. I went to this store, it's like a actual D&D tabletop hobby shop store, and you know, we're trying to set up maybe a one shot. And we're looking at places to play, you know, public places, because it'd be a bunch of new people and all that. So, you know, we go there, walk in, and as soon as you walk in, you're surrounded by, like, all kinds of board games, all kinds of badass board games. And then there's, like, a display case that has dice and miniatures in it. And wrapped around the store, there are, like, cubes that have all kinds of our the tabletop board games in it. So sitting there at one of the tables is this guy. And he goes, "Hey, how are you?" And "Hey, how are you?" And he goes, "I'm Phil. I own the shop." And you could tell that something was off about him, but I couldn't really tell what. So you know, we start talking and everything, and he goes, "Yeah, well, you know, I'm blind. Like, I can't see." And I'm like, "Wait, what?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm blind. I can't see anything really." And when he got up and we were talking, and he started walking around the shop, and you could tell like he was blind, but then he knew where everything in the shop was. Like, you know, he was talking about a book, he'd walk over to a bookshelf and he'd take a second to make sure he was on like the right shelf and everything, and then he'd pull a book off. You go, "Yeah, check this out." And you know, we looked at that, and I mean, he was just really cool, really knowledgeable. He's like talking about Joe Manganiello because he was in the shop a couple times, and he's blind, so he didn't know who he was. You know, he was talking to him because it's like, "Hey, you know, what's your name?" And the guy's like, "Oh, Joe's like, "I'm Joe," and he's talking, and he said his buddies were there, and his buddies are messing with Joe, you know, telling him, you know, "Hey, he's blind, but don't let him know that you know," and like, so basically. Joe Manganiello was messing with this guy that owns the shop. So it was pretty cool. I really like that. What's up, buddy?
What is
up? What up, man?
By the way, I was mistaken. It wasn't the orange brick. The orange bricks were, you remember them, right? The Walmart ones. Yeah, that's not the one I'm thinking of. The one I was thinking of when Dragon Ball was the Dragon Box.
Yeah.
You want to know how much those go for on eBay? $3,000.
What?
Jesus
Christ.
And the ratio was 4x3. So when they upscaled it, that's when you get parts that were cut off.
So the original ratio was 4x3?
Was 4x3, yes. And this is the last thing that they put out. Like, just volumes 1 and 2.
Okay,
which I think is the complete.
Right here, Steelbook, Dragon Ball Z, Season 8. Blu-ray 4.3.
Is it 4.3?
Yep.
Okay. Then not much dying. Can't lift a dresser. Oh. Even I can lift a dresser and I'm scrawny.
So yeah. It is the original.
Okay. Well then that makes a difference.
And it's 5864. Oh, excuse me. 5864 on FYE's website right now. For those of you that are curious, boom, link.
Oh, thank you.
Jay's like, "I'm going to buy this."
Yeah, I know how you feel about the back problems, dude. I got a chiropractor I see every week. Used to be 2 to 3 times a week, but now I'm down to once a week, once every other week.
Damn, it literally fell off the back of the truck in front of a customer in their driveway.
Mm. Jesus.
That's not good at all.
That really sucks.
All right, so yeah, now that we've chit-chatted about how our life has been and how we haven't been doing anything, we're a bunch of boring old guys.
Hey, basically. We took up a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're good at taking up time, at least that's what my wife tells me. Let's jump into the news, because we have a big one up front off the bat. Amazon coming again with their beautiful gaming stuff. Yeah, their new world beta is bricking RTX 3090s and 3080s.
And you can't even get them? So there's no replacement right now for it?
I mean, you can get them, but you're paying thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like, GLAAD. I don't know if you guys follow GLAAD.
Or if you got connections, they got hundreds of them coming out of Asia and China used.
Yeah, but you have to like pick them up there. They're like not even shipping them.
Yeah, I'm not.
But if I don't know if you guys follow GLAAD or not. He's on Twitter. He's a streamer and all that. But you know, he was playing the beta and he said, you know, his PC just shut down like it was an overvoltage safety shutdown. And he's like, all right, cool. You know, maybe something happened. Then he just turned it on, started the game back up, and he said the game was loading in. It was just that loading into the menu, like not even loading into the game, into the menu. And he heard an audible pop, and his display went dead.
Oh.
A little bit of magic smoke came out of the PC. Yeah. So what that sounds
and
like.
And now we know why Bezos launched himself into space.
Yeah, right.
He's like,
in a dick shaped rocket.
I'm not
less.
Paying the insurance claim on these 3090s. I'm out.
I'm telling you, the fact that fucking Jeff Bezos was like, I'm gonna fuck space.
Yeah. That looks like a giant Johnson.
Like, did nobody look at it and go, that looks like there's how many people does it take to get to the to space? A lot, I assume. And not one single person looked at it and went, heh, that looks like a cock.
I mean, you mean to tell me not a single one of them has seen
Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come on. This is the joke, and it's going to happen. But
it looks like a Johnson. What is that thing? I don't know, Sarge, but it looks like a huge pecker
with two balls. two balls. Anyways, so yeah, the reports are that it killed one of the chokes on their graphics card. Now
we're talking about dicks, and then you bring up choking. What the hell, Rob?
Hey, if it fits, right?
Apparently not if it's choking.
So. On a subreddit thread, there are a ton of comments that are, hey, you know, my graphics card bricked after doing this. And then they're like, yeah, mine did too. Yeah, mine did too. And
you guys have graphics cards?
Yeah, wait, you guys have graphics cards? Another player using a EVGA, which is what the card that seems most effective is the EVGA cards. He's using an EVGA 3080, noted that their card didn't brick, but it was generating extreme heat. He was saying, you know, for playing Cyberpunk, Control, Metro Exodus, Witcher, F1, all that stuff, he was running about 65 to 70 degrees Celsius for the CPU, or the GPU, and 70 to 75 for the CPU. And this is after hours of gaming or, you know, his stress testing and all that stuff. He said, in New World, not only both GPU and CPU go nuts in the menu, but in game, it's even worse. He goes on to say his GPU hit over 80 degrees Celsius after he forced all three fans on the GPU to 100%. And the CPU was over 85 Celsius. And he goes, I have no idea how this is even possible. I can't reach those temperatures on synthetic benchmarks in 7 to 8 hours of stress testing loops. So it's kind of like ridiculous.
I watched a trailer for it. You know, the closed beta trailer that is attached to the article.
Yeah.
It does look a little... There's a reason why World of Warcraft has its art style. There's a reason why RuneScape has its art style. Why all MMOs have, like, even isn't Final Fantasy 14 a little bit more cel shaded?
Yeah.
So it's used to put down, because it's a big game. It's open world MMO.
Well, the workaround for this is using your FreeSync and limiting the game to 60 FPS. He said that, you know, a player layer suggested that capping the game's frame rate to 60 FPS instead of running uncapped held their temperature down to 65 degrees Celsius and 70 for the GPU and 73 for the CPU, which is in line with other graphically intense games. Now, I was watching other videos and other reports, and yeah, people were like all of a sudden getting crazy frame rate readings, like 1,000 frames per second.
Jeez.
And then...
No wonder the cards had a freak out.
The card would just shut down. So, yeah, I mean, right now, it seems like if you want to play New World and you're running a 3070, 3080, 3090, 30 series card, just make sure you lock your frame rate at 60. And
I have a 1660. I don't even want to try this game if it's going to brick my card.
No, it's not affecting any other graphic cards but the 30 series.
Is that the architecture in then?
I don't know.
Well, it sounds like something that's more of an RTX problem, NVIDIA problem, than it sounds like a New World's problem. If it's not affecting...
Well, yeah, I mean, it does kind of sound like it's an NVIDIA problem, but at the same time... This is something that, like, you know, NVIDIA is one of the most popular GPU makers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, somebody needs to come out in front of this.
World, Craig. The world.
Whether it's Amazon or, who'd you say? NVIDIA.
Yes. Yeah.
Seems to be the most affected. One of them, too, needs to come out in front of this and be like, whoa.
Hey guys, this ain't right.
Either Amazon needs to come out and goes, no, this is not us. This is the graphics card manufacturer. Because Amazon's not having a good time this year, anyways.
Yeah,
with all the games they keep canceling.
Say Amazon's fault. Amazon's gonna go back to the graphics card part.
Oh yeah. Amazon and Nvidia are gonna go back and forth for a long time.
And then eventually they're gonna be like, well, what are you doing to your graphics cards? Causing them like, motherfucker, these shit ain't even out a year.
Yeah,
I think any gamers that were lucky to get their hands on 30 series cards, they're not doing anything to them.
No, they are
probably babying the crap out of them.
And a lot of these cards are the 3090 EVGA FTWs, which, like,
MS, no idea what that means.
They're the for the win cards. They come overclocked. They come, you know, top of the line 3090.
I keep wanting to say fuck the world.
I know, right? I mean, technically, if you have a 3090 right now, it is fuck the world, because you're just you're king shit right now. You know what I mean?
The poors. Yeah. The poors try to get into PC gaming.
Oh, you got a 3070.
Couldn't afford the big dollar?
But yeah,
it's the only one that was available, dick.
The FTWs are the ones that are like experience a lot of issues. It seems like they're like over 70% of the issues.
So from what I'm hearing is 7 for the win, it's fuck the wattage.
Yeah, right. Thanks for the gifted subscription.
Damn, really, 37 dude. Gifted subs.
37. So yeah, basically, if you got a 30 series card, I'd either just stay away from New World altogether, or a 30 series,
or build a dick-shaped card to go with Jeff Bezos' dick-shaped rocket.
Or frame lock it to 60 frames. Those are like your two options to
54 at Phoenix's channel when we know who you love more.
All right. So, up next.
I'm kidding. Thank you.
Up next, Valve's Steam Deck. I keep wanting to say Steam Dick, but Steam Deck. After you guys talking about it.
You know what
it,
this thing reminds me of? A new age Game Gear.
Well, yeah, Game Gear V2, definitely. That's exactly what it looks like. It has analog sticks. That's the only difference.
Hey, what is with these two pads below the thumbsticks?
They're touch pads.
Got most from the... Oh, so you're the reason he was up for 2 days.
Right? So, yeah. Valve has revealed and also pre-sold out of its newest gaming hardware, the Steam Deck. It is a Switch-like handheld device that lets you play your Steam games on the go. It's got a 7-inch touchscreen, ability to connect to external displays, quick suspend, resume, so you can pause your games and pick them up where you left off, and it will be at $400.
Honestly, I might pre-order this.
Yeah, maybe, but it's like sold out everywhere, so good luck.
Yeah.
So,
you'll find one.
I'm seeing the Toy Story memes of dropping the Switch and saying, this is my new toy. You know, the I don't want to play with you anymore meme.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of those. Here's the thing, though. Where are the specs on this?
Okay, so
did they release those yet?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Specs. Let me pull up Steam Deck.
Well, the first of it has... it's got an A, B, X, Y buttons, a D-pad, two joysticks. It's got a trackpad. It's going to be 1280 by 800 for 720, which, I mean, no biggie there. Gyroscope for motion controls. It has two shoulder buttons on the top of each side, so four altogether. Type-C, headphone jack, micro SD slot. I think it's got two rear buttons, kind of like how a... Scruff controller is?
Yeah.
Yeah. L and R 4 and 5. So there's four touchpad buttons on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people say this will be their new mobile 14 game.
I mean, yeah.
Way to play 14 on mobile. Switch got knocked over, man, by Nintendo not doing a Switch Pro.
Yeah.
I think they just killed themselves.
So here's the thing. The CPU is going to be AMD Zen 2 4-core 8-thread with a 2.4 to 3.5 gigahertz clock speed, an AMD RDNA 2 GPU with 8 compute units, and a 1.6 gigahertz clock speed.
And 16 gigs of LPDDR5 RAM.
Yeah.
And 16.
It's going to have multiple storage options. Starting with a 64 gig normal hard drive for like a phone and stuff. Or you can get the upgraded model, which I think is about $100 more, that has a 256 gigabyte NVMe SSD.
So it's actually $130 more
for the 256.
For the 256 gig NVMe SSD will be $530, and
the 512
512 high speed NVMe SSD for $650.
Yeah, so I mean you're getting half a terabyte NVMe SSD in a Steam Deck.
That thing, I mean, that's not bad.
That thing is going to load quicker than Brendan's PlayStation.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa,
hey,
whoa.
It literally has the same size SSD.
Yeah, but you can't put it in a PS5.
Whoa. Whoa.
Jay with the haircut. Actually, I've had this haircut for over a week. I need to get it cut again. Thank you, Hail Phoenix.
Thanks, Stunning. Phoenix.
Phoenix, what's up? Yeah, I was deciding. Hold on. I gotta switch it. You know, I You know, I shaved my head now because my hairline's gone.
Yeah, that's me too.
I had it like this, and I was like, well, because I got no hair now, the hat just kind of flops all over the place.
Yeah.
Without the hair there, now there's nothing to stop. Look, now I'm Jordy LaForge.
Go back to a reading rainbow.
Well, apparently he's going to be the new host of Jeopardy or whatever.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I will. I mean, there's not too many people that can take Trebek's spot, but I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
Look, man, I'm getting tired of all these woke celebrities and shit.
Well, duh. We all are.
So this is going to have a 7-inch LCD touchscreen, 1080 by 800, 60 hertz refresh rate. It has speakers, a 3.5 millimeter jack, dual mics, and a USB Type-C, as well as Bluetooth. So already the audio is way better. The display is better. It's got Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, USB Type-C with DisplayPort 1.4 support, so you can hook it up to a monitor. It's got
There's going to be a deck, but there's not. You don't need a deck to be able to plug it into a TV.
Yeah. It's only going to weigh 1.5 pounds.
Hold on. So 720p gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what it's outputting?
Yeah, Phoenix, this is the Stream Deck.
I'm trying to find more information on that.
I think that's just in handheld mode. They might upscale it to 1080 on a TV.
So that's just through handheld. It's 1280 by 800. It doesn't really say what it's going to be.
No, I saw that.
So, well, it says it right here. A D-pad and a 7-inch 1280 by 800 touchscreen for 720 gameplay.
I mean, what the output's going to be when it's hooked up to the deck.
Look, Phoenix, I got a couple gnats that are being pains in the asses. You'll see it from time to time. It's an electric fly swatter. just go with it. They catch my eye. Whenever you see me just like a fucking house cat, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, Jesco gets it.
Hear that random like pop sound.
Oh God, I live for that random pop sound.
You
it
mean
is
like whenever you're so you're satisfying. Trying to play New World on an RTX 3080?
Yeah, let's see if
your graphics card just goes up
without busting everything in my room. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So so docked, it'll do 8K at 60 hertz or 4K at 120 hertz.
Docked. Okay.
What?
Docked.
I want to know how they're doing it on that little.
No, whenever it has an 8, the
oh, Phoenix.
Output, like the display port output. On through the deck or the dock. Deck dock.
Where's this dock? Do we have any specs on this dock?
I'm
trying to find. Look. No. You're not outdoing my PS5 right now. I'm fighting tooth and nail on that.
It's pretty much outdoing your PS4, bud. It'll do 8K.
PS5.
It already blew past the PS4.
It'll do 8K. So, 8K, bud.
Okay. I got mine for $500.
Okay, so you're going to pay an extra 100. Actually, no. You could get the regular. Granted, yeah, the storage is smaller, but hey, I mean.
Hey, it's not about the size of storage. It's how you work
Where is the dock? Where's the dock? Why can't I find any?
Can't play Warzone on it. I'll just let you know that one.
Why not? It has PC. Enough RAM.
It doesn't have enough memory, space for it. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
64 gigabytes.
You're not wrong.
I don't want to hear PC Master Race when an MMO is bricking brand new graphics.
It's an
cards.
Amazon MMO. Come on, yeah. No, World of Warcraft's brick nothing but people's lives.
because I want to see what this dock isn't something you just pop it into and it all of a sudden ramps up its performance.
That's what it does for the freaking Switch.
It's just like the Switch dock. So it'll automatically do all that stuff, and then the dock just adds the stuff.
Are you talking about the there is no mobile membership or monthly membership. They said it's a buy to play.
Yeah.
You buy it, you get it.
Like I said, just don't run it with a 30 series card because it is bricking and popping chokes on the card.
It is pop locking cards now.
Drop it. Rob, who's that streamer, Rob? He said he set his graphics to medium settings, saved, went back to the main menu, and pop. Boom.
Done.
Heard an audible pop, and then smoke came out from his PC.
Not just damaging cards, blowing up cards.
I linked it there in chat for you, Phoenix, so you can go back. We literally wrapped up the story like 5 minutes before you came.
Giggity.
All right.
Giggity.
Wrapped up 5 minutes before he came. Boom, boom.
Yeah. All right, so I can't find the Stream Deck deck.
And wait a minute, hold on. Zen 2 and RDNA 2, it's the same thing that the PS5's using.
I know.
I think Brent needs to write his very strongly worded essay to Mark Cerny going, unlock this shit. Please.
Look, I'm not even worried about 8K right now.
I just want storage.
We're ways off from 8K being consumer level.
I mean, it
like
is
a lot of people. A lot of people like are just now moving to 4K stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they don't have too much out on the dock yet. It says the official dock props up your Steam Deck while connecting to external displays, wired network.
Yeah, I found that.
Wired network, USB peripherals, and power.
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 Yeah. It literally looks like this little thing that it just sits on.
So it's like blowing it's blowing the Switch out the water. Like oh, you got yeah. land
like
capabilities.
I shared on Twitter.
How cute.
You know
like
what?
I shared on Twitter earlier because they were talking about
we need to cut, and then when we edit it, we need to sit there and put bleeps so it sounds like Steam Dick. Because like I'm listening to this conversation, or like they're blowing it and you know sitting on it, all sorts of shit. But I'm certain if we sit there and censored it, $1 million video right there.
Yeah, $1 million right there.
All right, so on to the next one. And Ghost of Tsushima is celebrating 1 year. Wow, celebrates birthday with God of War and Horizon outfits.
Jeez.
Posture
check.
But these special armor sets can be used in Legends multiplayer mode.
Which we still haven't tried.
Yeah.
I still need to get it.
It's on sale right now.
How long is the sale?
Listen to me. I'm getting on this. All right. I'm getting on this. Check it out. The 4-player outfits are inspired by PlayStation series God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, Shadow of the Colossus, and Bloodborne.
Yes.
I'm getting that outfit. I'm getting it.
Yeah.
The armor was first added in December and removed a month later.
The Bloodborne one's pretty dope. I like the Colossus one.
What is this a picture? I clicked on the. I know I can't. It's.
What?
I clicked on the one picture. It took me to their Twitter.
Yeah, I really need to sit up more.
Right.
Oh, there we go.
I need
so
to get
that's fit. God of War.
Why is
that's Horizon?
Why is okay? It's only showing the Shadow. Director's cut pre-order right now.
That Bloodborne one. I recognize the hat. The hat I have. The body piece looks like that that woman's armor from Bloodborne. She has the raven feathers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that might be what it is then.
Oh.
Just spill all that.
Oh my god. Hold on. I gotta bring this up because it's just I was looking through the Twitter for those pictures for the armor sets.
Yeah.
Real quick. Over 185,000 people signed a petition to stop Bezos from returning to Earth.
Oh. And Alana with the 100 cheer bits. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
It didn't go off in my headset for some reason.
I got you.
I was looking at my other screen and it didn't go off.
Speaking of God, I need to turn my light up.
So, they said July 17th marks 1 year since the release of Ghost of Tsushima. For every fox you pet, every photo mode shot you shared, every standoff you completed, or any other way you joined us on this journey, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for an incredible year.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That might be the game that gets me back into something for a little bit.
Right.
Ghost of Tsushima. Oh, man. Those standoffs.
Dude, I love the standoffs. And then on top of that, like I said, we got to do...
So am I the only one that doesn't have it?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Feels bad, man.
We got to do Legends.
How long has it been since I've booted up my PlayStation?
Well, do it.
I do, and I need to take it downstairs so I can play it on my nice 4K TV.
Right.
I'm getting the director's cut. I'm getting the director's cut of... What's that other game, Rob? Help me out here. I'm drawing a blank. Death Stranding.
Death Stranding, yeah.
You know, more games that I can add to the console that I don't have any room for.
Oh, yeah.
Because Sony keeps saying, look, we're working on it.
So listen, I'm hearing rumors that there's supposed to be another State of Play.
Oh, you know what? I don't even want to hear, man.
That's going to be August 12th. And that
I think it
will have hardware information and information about the PlayStation experience that's coming up.
I think you Sony fanboys went super sour with the State of Plays.
Well, here's the thing. Like, the way that they have them set up, honestly, they don't have to kill it every time. But we really want them to kill it every time. But I think the reason, like, this last one wasn't horrible, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't great either, and it came during E3.
The one that Rob live streamed side by side with.
Oh yeah, I remember watching that.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had God of War, we had Horizon Zero Dawn
they did the logo for Ragnarok, God of War Ragnarok,
which isn't the official title, by the way. That's just what we're all calling.
That's a fan made. Yeah. That's when they introduced Knockout City.
Yep.
Oddworld, the new Oddworld game.
Isn't that when we got Forbidden West, Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West?
Well, that's what they mentioned it, but it was the one after that where they did an actual gameplay.
It was also Intergrade.
Yeah, Intergrade.
Yeah,
we
Intergrade.
We were so pumped all the way to the very end, and then we all collectively raged. Rob was going off. Yeah, you were at work.
Yeah.
No, I have a PS5. I didn't have to worry about not getting my hands on it.
You know what? Get out. There's the door.
All right, I'm going.
I want you to go from where you're at out that door. That's what I
Brent has left chat.
Can you click him off so we can just be this distracting?
Can we just do this? Oh, no, it's still all three. Oh, no.
Oh, damn it.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Were you guys happy I left?
I mean, I wouldn't say happy as much as I say overjoyed.
Holy fuck. Wow. Wow.
I'm on one today. Beer 3, guys.
So, on to the next story. Netflix is officially confirming its entry into the gaming world.
Why? Who asked for this?
So,
is there no God?
So in its latest financial results published on Tuesday, the company said it was currently in the early stages of expanding into games, building on its earlier efforts around the interactive television and its Stranger Things games. Games will be included in the Netflix subscription at no additional cost, and initially it'll be primarily focused on games for mobile devices.
Hold on. Go ahead and finish what you're saying, but I got a little caveat before we jump on to the next section.
They said, we view gaming as another new category for us, similar to our expansion into original films, animation, and unscripted TV. We are excited as ever about our movies and TV services offerings, as we expect a long runway of increased investment and growth across all of our existing content categories. But since we are nearly a decade into our push into original programming, we think the time is right to learn more about how our members value games. We know last week that Netflix appointed the former Electronic Arts and Facebook executive Mike Verdue to work on video game-related things. And a Bloomberg report claimed that Netflix intended to add its video games to its streaming platform within the next 12 months.
So, the reason why they're doing that is because they lost 400,000 subscribers in the U.S. and Canada.
Oh, yeah?
They are bleeding out people. I mean, I wouldn't say bleeding.
Out? Well, they lost 400,000 out of their, what's their, 3.9 million current?
Okay, look. That's around the world, Craig. Around the world.
Well, they don't give a fuck about just the U.S. and Canada. They look at global profits.
Because all the good shit's on, like, Japan and France and all the other freaking Netflix. Like, you can watch Dragon Ball Z on Netflix in Japan.
Yeah.
Damn you, Funimation. Right.
Do you know what the biggest complaint's going to be here in a little bit?
All right.
What?
Jay fucking hitting his mic arm and then getting the fucking thing. It sounded like a gong. You know what the biggest complaint is going to be? Gong. So, yeah, I was wrong in a year about or their, two, count, their subscription count, by the way.
In a year or two, you know what they're going to do?
What's up?
In order to continue to provide this level of service, we're upping everybody's rates.
Well, right now they have 207 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look.
Yeah.
So they lost they lost 0.4. They don't give a fuck about that.
Where is Netflix centralized?
I don't know.
US and Canada. That's where the market started. That's where it's going to happen. Their quarter, it's going to drop next quarter a little bit more. A lot of their issues they've been having, like the Cuties debacle and all the other there hasn't been really anything as bad as the Cuties debacle, let's be honest, but you know they've still had like issue after issue. There's no comedy specials at Netflix right now, and I don't know if that was because of I mean there is, but there's no new ones. There's no new like good ones.
Didn't Bo Burnham just come out for it?
Bo Burnham's one is messed up, and you got to be in the right state of mind to watch it, apparently.
I haven't watched it, but
I heard it's a really intense... he doesn't just do stand-up. He does, like, more artsy performances.
Yeah.
But did you see why there was such the decline of stand-up on Netflix?
I'm thinking it has something to do with COVID and not being able to do club shows.
Patton Oswalt, I listened to his first 3 or 4 stand-up specials on YouTube Music.
Now let me just apologize for you.
His actually weren't bad because he was more, I mean, I could relate to him more, you know, like he was doing grocery store runs in his sweatpants and, you know, fighting with people to get ham from the lunch meat section.
I mean, I've clocked a bitch for some turkey.
His last stand-up special on Netflix started out with a 25-minute rant on Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. I just I don't have problems with politics being in my stand-up. I really don't, because, you know, say what you will about Trump, he gave us a great year of comedy.
It wasn't integrated into his show.
It was just him ranting.
It was literally just him bitching and complaining about Trump for 20, 25 minutes.
And what year was this?
2018, 2019.
Yeah, it broke a lot of people. Got
But here's the thing. Dana Carvey put out a stand-up special around that time, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was he made fun of Trump, too.
But he also integrated into
his show.
That's the thing about Dana Carvey and what separates him from Patton Oswalt. Like, Dana Carvey does impressions amazingly. George W. Bush is like one of the best Bushes. I would say Will mm-hmm. Ferrell has the look. Dana Carvey has the voice and the mannerisms.
Yeah.
And even
John Mulaney.
Oh, I love John Mulaney.
John Mulaney didn't start his stand-up special, but in mid-show, he went into a bitch fest about Trump.
Yeah. Oh, Lana with the 45 bits. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel the same way about fucking Christopher Titus. I used to love Christopher Titus. One of my favorite stand-up specials of all time is Norman Rockwell's Bleeding. And again, I don't have a problem with people's personal politics, but I got on social media and I was like, I'm just going to start following, you know, especially Twitter. When I made the Twitter, started following people like, oh, I like this person, like this comedian. I got on his shit and he's literally attacking people for follower counts. I think we talked about this during the show once, but he's like literally referring to people like, all right, 68. And you go to their page, you only have 68 followers. Like, you're really deeming someone's opinion less than yours because of a follower count.
And he's one of those big people that are for gun control.
Yeah. And I mean, I just broke 100, so now I can be a little bougie if I want to. You can be like, hey, you know.
All right, Alana, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Well, later, Alana. Thank you for all the bits and the gifted sub and the resub. I think we touched on everything, though. Thank you.
I don't know. I don't even have a problem with, you know, calling out shit like that, honestly. But like, the point that I don't even care if you're on your personal Twitter and you're pushing for your political view. Like, I get it. That's your platform. Do it. That's all you. I get it. But I don't want to watch your stand up where it's just a rant of it. If you want to make fun of them, fine. Go ahead. I don't give a shit. Well,
that's the thing. I can separate art from the artist.
Right.
You know, I listen to a bunch of music that I know for a fact I would never agree with the people that wrote it.
Oh,
we agree on at least the song lyrics.
Well, and that's like one of my favorite bands of all time. One of my favorite like genres. I mean, you look at the punk genre in general, and they're normally pretty anti-Republican and point of view.
Which I understand that. Like, that's my thing. There was a lot of good punk music that came out during the Bush years.
Oh, I mean,
the fuck were they during the Obama years?
Look at Rise Against. Same
shit still happened, just different swing of the pendulum.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, look at like Rise Against and Anti-Flag and all that. Like, I love Anti-Flag. They're a local band. A lot of people don't realize that, but Anti-Flag's from Pittsburgh.
And they really like inspired a lot of people punk to metal to like all sorts of everything in between.
And I like their like Turncoat. Dude, Turncoat is one of my all-time favorite jams. But yeah, if you actually like look at it, like they are completely on the opposite spectrum of the political standpoint than me.
Well, I mean,
but I can still listen to their music.
Did you guys see Rage Against the Machine?
Oh yeah. I mean,
look at when they started. They were literally Rage Against the Machine.
Well, I mean, even now if you look at Tom.
Now they are the machine. Because
I wouldn't even blame Tom Morello on this. I would blame the lead singer.
They charge $200 to $300 for a ticket to one of their shows.
Everyone does that.
Yeah, but you can't sit there and say you're for the people. There's I go to metal concerts all the time where it's like $20 to $30 to see four bands. It's not anything big, but they're still touring.
I don't know.
I get they're like a way bigger band, but like I've seen Prada in a four band show. I've seen Demon Hunter and Demon Hunter, All Shall Perish, In Flames at Battle Cross in Chicago for $25 a ticket. That's a pretty decent lineup. I mean, In Flames, it was In Flames' tour.
Yeah.
And Demon Hunter was on it, Battle Cross and all that were on it. But still, like, to see three bands that I freaking love, and then one band I'm like, eh, they're there. It's new music. I still couldn't tell you what they sounded like.
Yeah.
I've had just as much fun at a battle of the bands.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you don't want to pay for it, don't pay for it. Honestly, and this is going
to
sound
sacrilegious, I can't afford to pay for it.
I'm not a huge fan of live music.
It's not the music that gets me. It's the environment. It's the ambiance. It's all the other people. It's all the people there. It's the pit. It's the feeling you get from the amplifiers when it's going. God, I miss concerts.
You know what though? I don't miss concerts. I really don't.
You know, I told Bren this earlier. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though.
Well,
like,
that's that. No, like, here's the thing about live music, though. That's what how you can separate an actual talented band from an overproduced drama piece.
Because a good band
sounds great live. You still have your feedback, your reverbs, your all sorts of shit. You know, the different tone in your chords because the guitar hasn't been tuned and refined through a program. That I can understand. But like vocals, you can't. Vince Neil sounds horrible live.
You've seen Motley Crue live?
I've seen clips recently of Vince doing his thing and "103." Yeah, that's what he sounds like.
I haven't seen him recently, but I've seen him in the early 2000s and they were great.
Look up Vince Neil translations on YouTube and you'll have a great time.
And you know, but there's so much other shit that comes down to that too. How was it recorded? With a cell phone that has shitty mics that are going to distort everything
This is actually from a camera system recording. Everything else sounds great. The drums, the guitar, everything sounds great. The backup singers sound amazing above Vince Neil. Well, Vince Neil could never sing live. That was never a difference. They just blamed it on the drugs back then. But because he stopped drinking and doing the drugs, supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I mean, honestly, I'd rather support a band by buying a CD, buying merch, than going to the show.
Tyler, if your back is purple, you need to go see somebody on that one.
Yeah, you might want to go see a doctor.
Yeah, that's a bruised muscle, dude.
Yeah.
Or worse.
That's you need to relax and probably take at least a week or two off.
No, he needs to get that looked at before he does some damage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's probably what they're going to end up telling him is he needs to not do any heavy lifting for a while.
Yeah.
I fucked my back up, and it took, like, 3 weeks to get back to normal. I could finally twist without pain.
You know, we haven't got any information about that recently either.
Hmm.
The Assassin's Creed TV show that Netflix is working on.
We probably won't until they drop shadow drop a trailer. That's how they usually run things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that the Division is supposed to be getting one, and we know that.
Is that Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, Netflix. I have like some faith in their adaptations, but not much because any anime adaptation I've seen from them fucking sucks.
Castlevania. Shut the fuck up.
Let me finish. I was about to say The Witcher and
Isaac,
Castlevania.
Isaac is still
decent.
A bitch.
Isaac is still
Isaac's
a bitch.
Still a bitch.
Hey, let me tell you something. All right. When you can make people, you don't need to fight. When you got an army, you don't need to fight.
Oh shit.
Homie won. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter how you win. It doesn't matter how you get to that finish line. He won.
So while we're on the topic of Netflix and Netflix gaming, there has been imagery found in the Netflix's app data that points to PlayStation having partnered with them. The images show a render of two DualSense controllers, artwork from Ghost of Tsushima, and a logo that says N Games in a shark icon.
They're bringing back the Game Shark. I mean.
So,
oh, God. What's next? Mad Catz after that?
Hold on.
Hey, Mad Catz tried to come back, and then they didn't.
So, in this order, it's Netflix, Ghost of Tsushima, Shark, dual controllers. All right, follow me here. Netflix's Ghost of Tsushima is going to have Shark cards that you put in like GTA. There you go. Boom.
Well, the current code name for their operating system for their games is Shark, so that's why the shark fin.
You know,
I gotta ruin it. Yeah, I know.
No, it's not that. The missus is scared of sharks, so I can't. It's gonna. Hopefully, it doesn't have any actual shark imagery.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I mean, there's worse things to be afraid of. Sharks are obviously very scary. I think they're sea puppies, but, you know, I'm the weird person that likes snake spiders and all sorts of weird cuddly creatures.
Right. So, Brent,
I
am
a weird cuddly creature.
You want to touch on the next thing? Because I know you're
I most certainly will. Now, we all know I love Final Fantasy. That is my
bread and butter.
That is my franchise. That is my hands down. If I need something to play, I will grab one of them.
I think I might have heard you mention it a few times. Just
at least once or twice.
In this show. Anyways. This episode, I should say.
It is still far from being released. But we know the director is the current director for the Final Fantasy MMO 14.
Yeah.
Now, we all know the 11 is still going. It's kind of... It's kind of just coasting along. I think they've released a little bit of new content here and there, but pretty much it's down to two guys in a broom closet maintaining the servers. So,
sounds about right.
What is Final Fantasy 16? Well, we know it's taking place in a world of Valestitha.
Yes.
I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. From what I've seen with the battle and gameplay, we're looking at kind of an evolved form of 15's combat system, something a little more fast paced, hack and slash, but it's still, they're saying it still has its leveling system, which you can't have a Final Fantasy without a leveling system.
No, right. They take that out, we riot.
Yeah. They said it returns to a high fantasy setting after its predecessor's more modern one. So we're going back in time a little bit.
Yeah, this is definitely a more medieval one.
Yeah.
And it looks a lot more
gory, based bloody.
Off of, I wouldn't say gory, but more based off of like classicer Final Fantasy.
Right. Did you see the trailer modern... where they're just like riding chocobos and they just like start striking down each other with swords and there's just blood flying?
Well, I can't remember that big green monster with the tentacles and the giant mouth. Can't remember that name, but they brought them back for a boss fight. So, I mean,
Marlboros. I've seen Shiva.
Yeah, Marlboros. That's what it was. Well, and here's another thing too. You notice how like this trailer that we've gotten, the recent trailer we get, it is a lot more bloody. We might get a mature rated Final Fantasy,
right?
But they showed like him as a knight young.
Yeah.
And then they jump forward into the 30 something year old dude that we saw like when it first got released.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I want to know how long this game's going to take place.
Unless they're two separate characters.
No, I think it's going to tell a past story and a future story. Or a current story. Like, it's going to go... It might start off in one place and go to him as an adult. Or it might start off as an adult and then there's going to be a flashback scene where it goes back in time and you learn what happened before. And then when you jump back into it, you have a realization of, oh, shit, this is what I got to do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them do... I wouldn't say Final Fantasy, but a lot of games do that where they, like, jump back in time to tell the story. It's a useful narrative tool anyways.
Right.
And according to the trailer, they are bringing back the classic Final Fantasy summon monsters.
Yeah.
So far, we saw Shiva and Titan. And Titan, the Titan looks more from the 15 one.
Yeah. He doesn't look like.
I was finishing up this trailer. It ends with the young boy, and then it jumps to the older. So it's the same kid.
Fair.
Sorry, I hadn't seen this trailer, so I'm doing both.
But yeah, the battle system definitely looks more refined. 15. The trailer is 4K 60 frames. My laptop can't do that. My laptop can barely handle me being on it right now with all this stuff. I don't know how well you guys are rendering.
Oh, I mean, I can see
the trailer.
I can see
it looked pretty fine to me.
But yeah, I know, like you were saying, the fast pace and stylized action, and it's ditching the turn-based battles and other classic mechanics.
Well, and also, they didn't show any party.
They didn't. You're right.
So is this going to be like a solo adventure? Because I hated that about 15. Was I hated Noctis.
Really?
And I
you hated Noctis.
I hated Noctis, and I hated. Well, I didn't really hate Noctis. Let me go back. I hated the fact that you couldn't add any other people to your party besides for those four. And Pompero pissed me off, whatever his name was.
Pompero?
I'm gonna go take a picture. Dude, shut up. No one cares. Get out of here. Get out, Blondie.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember his name.
That was my character.
The cook? Ignis?
Yeah,
Ignis. Cool. Gladius? Cool as hell. Big buff dude. Smart guy. Why the hell we need this dude? Oh, yeah. Comic relief. Throw him out the window.
Well, he's the one that ends up getting kidnapped, right?
I mean, have you seen the dude? They probably should have returned him. 5 minutes with like, hey guys, you want to take a picture now? Throwback.
Honestly, I wasn't a big fan of 15 all throughout the storyline.
I tried to get into it. It like the driving sequences where you couldn't control.
It
the
wasn't
car
even
was
that
kind
for
of
me.
Annoying.
It was literally the last like how they wrapped it up. It felt so rushed.
Well, didn't they like time skip it?
They like, did yeah. So
or something like that.
So the big part was, they actually rushed this game to be out because Nomura spent so much time on it, flushing the whole story out. So at that time, Nomura was working on 15 and Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yep.
And Square came to him and said, "Look, we're tired of this. We're tired of you pushing it back. Get them done now."
And that explains why Kingdom Hearts 3 was lackluster and this game was just kind of stale.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they went through this whole big thing. They got them through there. They get to the crystal. And then, yeah, it's time warped, what, I think like 13 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like he's all old or older. He's got a beard now.
Yeah.
Which and then kept you are trim for like a 15-year jump.
You are beelined straight from where you wake up all the way up to the final map area, which is back inside the city walls.
Yeah.
Now, I think with later patches, they unlocked it all so you can actually run around and stuff. But I played through the early release of the game. When it first came out. And you were beeline where you woke up to inside the city walls.
Yeah.
And then even inside the city walls, you had a little more freedom to run around, but there was still a path that you had to follow back up to the castle.
Right. Which kind of took away from the open world that it was when it like yes. started the game, where it just goes, hey, here you go. Go. Mm-hmm. You see that lightning unicorn, the lightning zebra over there? Fight it. Oh, that was a bad idea. I still remember that. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? The weird Exxon walking around. I was like, Exxon. Yeah, you might
Ixion.
Yeah, I think there was even a character line where like, oh, this is a tough one. And I'm like, bitch, I'm the king.
Watch me do it. So moving on a little bit. And we had the Stream Deck, whatever you want to call it. Now we're going to talk about the Switch OLED model that doesn't fix anything and just comes in a white and black version and a red and blue version. But it seems like a lot of people are happy for the white and black version as it's sold out instantly.
I don't know what it is with the gamers and white. I don't know what it is. White PC towers, white everything interior. Those white parts cost so much more.
They're so much cleaner. They look clean. Don't get me wrong. They look beautiful. I love it. Yes. I do love the look. But this is just fucking ridiculous. Like, the whole idea of the Switch OLED model is fucking ridiculous. Like,
as much as I try to keep my stuff clean, I don't want Cheeto dust on my tower.
Yeah, and that's another big part is it. You can't have any food or drinks around it.
Well, grease on your hands too much.
I don't
have
food or drinks really around my PC anyways, just saying.
Neither do I.
As he sips a beer.
It's not directly on the tower or anything. It's actually on a table right next to it. I got a pretty decent setup. I made my own little L.
Yeah. But yeah, it sold out like we're real fucking quick for the white and black model. You can still buy the red and blue model though.
Nobody wants that. Gamers want white.
Nobody should want this fucking thing at all.
How come there's no black version of it? Why is it red and blue and white, huh? What about us OG Switch lovers?
Right.
Yep. So gray and black.
Well, we're talking about some old technology that's getting new life breathed into it because that's all that is. Thousands of PS4s were seized in a FIFA Ultimate Team bot farm by Ukrainian police.
I love this story when I saw it. When I saw it first happen, I was like, are you shitting me? So, that's all I gotta do is farm stuff on my PlayStation?
So the security service of Ukraine announced last week that it had shut down a cryptocurrency mining farm containing 3,800 PS4s. However, this mining farm's main function was not to try and get the regular style of cryptocurrency, but building valuable FIFA Ultimate Team accounts, which is, I guess, is kind of like a cryptocurrency.
How do you do that?
So basically what they do is they go on and they play the game. Like, I don't know if they have like a computer set up to just run the games. To where, you know, I think even if you lose, you get so many coins.
So you just keep it running.
So it just constantly runs. Well, players can unlock high-value cards via real-world money loot boxes. Yeah, go figure, right?
Hey, they're surprise mechanics, Rob!
Players can also play enough of the game to earn the in-game currency to bid on the exact cards you want.
It's totally not gambling, by the way. Totally not gambling.
So yeah, there's also a way that you can buy FIFA Ultimate Team coins on the black market, but EA has warned that buying or selling it could result in a ban. Yeah, okay. So the PS4s would just constantly be playing games and racking up the in-game currency.
Actually, they might ban you because they're not getting your money for that specific character.
True. So once enough was earned, the accounts would be loaded up with the best and most valuable players' cards and being put onto the black market at a huge price.
Good. I got something for this though. Let me tell you why I'm proud to be.
That's what I got.
I am so proud to be an American that did not grow up on football, or as I should say, soccer.
What's wrong with soccer?
The American term. There's nothing wrong with it. I just didn't grow up on it. I didn't watch it enough. I don't really care for it. I'll watch if it's on because it's like a bar or, you know, food or whatever, because I like watching sports. But I don't go out of my way. I don't know any players except Pele, and that's only because of the Family Guy. Hey, I'm Pele. Freaking Cleveland Jr. running around. Like, that's the only person I remember. David Beckham, because, you know, Bennett like Beckham.
Right.
And Posh Spice, I guess, and their freaking rich lives that they live. Rich British lives, that. Which is way more hoity-toity than us rich American lives.
See, I can't say anything. I watch a very expensive
sport. I'm just saying,
sport.
Like, I'm glad that I never fell into this. I need this, like, because it's a, it, I wasn't joking about it's being gambling, it, or it, it's gambling. It literally is, like, it's no different than pull tabs at a bar.
Well, I mean,
what very expensive sport do you watch?
Formula One racing. I don't give a shit. I like racing.
Nah, I like Formula. Formula One's cool, but I'd rather watch like dirt racing or rally.
No, I watch Formula One and I watch IMSA. I watch like the Porsches, Ferraris, and Vipers go up against each other.
So the F1 network's always on your house, right?
No, no, I only watch it on Sundays, and it's normally on ESPN.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Cool. We'll have to do a watch party.
Right? Yeah, we'll just stream
Formula 1. We can, because we can sit here in StreamYard. You can sit there and hit something stream, and we could just sit here and watch games.
Yep.
I like it. Future idea, guys.
What do you... Oh, my God. You sports guys.
Anyways. So, in some unsurprising news, Ubisoft has delayed Rainbow Six Extraction to January 2022 and Riders Republic to October 28th. Riders Republic looks pretty cool, but...
Big shocker.
Yeah. They need to take additional time to bring the vision to life and fine-tune the experience to give you a chance to jump in before launch and provide feedback through a beta that means that you suck. Anyways.
So for a while, we said, no, go ahead. Push these games back. Let us get the best experience for these games. It's just become an industry standard now. No. We're just going to push the game back because we need to refine it.
So basically, this game is just going to be Rainbow Six Siege with like aliens.
That's what it's looking like, yeah.
Like the game, the guns look the same. It's got a loadout system, so it's going to be a little different. But it's essentially like an Outbreak game. Oh, they did do an Outbreak event during Siege. I never played Siege, so I can't say anything on that. But
I think it's funny during the E3 presentation of this game, they were going, "Oh yeah, you know, you're going to have to work with your team to go in and do that," and we're all just like, do these people not play online?
Yeah.
Do these people not play video games in general? Because most of the time, if you're playing this game live or playing this game co-op, you're playing with your friends.
Well, you still just Leroy Jenkins it.
Well, I'm seeing three people, so we might have to pick this game up. Just saying.
People just Leroy Jenkins. They're not going to work together like some tactical team.
Bryn, stop projecting. What? Stop projecting.
So
I've seen the look in your eyes when you see a kill, all right? You see an easy target, you're like...
You know, while we're talking about EA...
Love you, Bryn.
Let's talk a little bit about EA Play real quick.
Oh, God.
And how ridiculous the idea of them having an event period is for them.
Why do we have to talk about it?
Well, I mean, seriously, listen. EA is doing their EA Play event, right?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
So it's going to be the future of first-person shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Which they're going to talk about the new Battlefield.
Yeah.
And then it's indies and sports games, and that's it. Like, that's all we're getting. Like, Skate just had an announcement on Monday that, you know, they talked about, hey, we're still working on the game. They showed it to some people. They gave us a little teaser.
Talking about Skate 4?
Yeah.
We have July 8th at 10 a.m. It doesn't say EST or PST. Well,
that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It's
Holy
tomorrow.
Crap, July's almost
tomorrow.
Over.
It starts tomorrow. Yeah, EA Play starts tomorrow.
I mean, I'm kind of eager for it because I've been waiting.
I'm at the EA Play Live website, and it says yesterday was actually FIFA Next Gen gameplay, powered by HyperMotion.
So what? It was FIFA on a PS5. Whoop de doo, Basil.
Oh, well, I guess it's been going on for a couple weeks now, actually. July 20th of 2021 will be FIFA Next Gen. July 8th was Future of First Person Shooters. July 13th with EA Original Independent Studios.
I think I remember when we talked about this EA event, it was all confusing on how everything was playing out.
This doesn't make any sense, especially because I was reading something that was... Oh, like right here. It says, we look forward to seeing you on July 22nd, 2021. Pre-show starts at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me find that.
It's at the top of their thing. It's at the very top of...
July 22nd, 2021. Oop, I messed that up.
Yeah, like it's totally screwed up. EA Play Live. We're gonna get some Battlefield 2042 stuff. We'll probably get some Apex Legends stuff. And probably some Star Wars Squadron stuff. Maybe some Dead Space. Maybe. But I doubt it. But we already know that we're not getting any Mass Effect or Dragon Age fans. Any Dragon Age news.
Dragon Age and Mass Effect.
Oh, we're not getting any of that.
We're not getting any of that.
Surgical cooling pad. Dude, hopefully that works out for you.
Yeah, really.
Oof. My back's hurting just thinking about it.
So, yeah,
Dude, go get it looked at, man.
Your boss,
if it doesn't get better,
he offered you real lidocaine.
There it is.
Sounds like he's trying to pump you up, man.
Boss of the year.
No. That's the worst boss of the year, because basically he wants to pump him up with drugs and then say, hey, go to work with a fucked up back so you get an even worse back. But you got to get through the day. I'll just pump you up.
Realistically, the pain's the worst part, so...
Yeah, but it's probably like, hey, I'll give you this, but you got to come into work. So, yeah, go fuck your back up.
He's ex-military.
Yeah, he knows how it is. Did you remember nothing from my Tarkov streams? Yeah, pump yourself a morphine and keep on going to the X-Fil.
Do you think we'll get any announcement of the Dead Space remake tomorrow?
Fuck no. That is not going to happen. No.
I doubt we're going to get much of anything, honestly. There's a reason that we haven't really talked about this is because I don't think it's going to do shit. All right, so on to the last story that we got. God of War's 2018, Kratos voice actor is also going to voice Black Panther in Marvel's Avengers. So
I like it.
Christopher Judge, who, you know,
boy,
will voice King T'Challa in the Black Panther's Marvel Avengers War for Wakanda expansion. Now, for those of you that don't know, Christopher Judge is like an awesome dude. He's done so much cool shit.
Oh, yeah. We were looking into this on Sunday.
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit. He's definitely not who I was expecting him to be. But he was in Stargate, like huge in Stargate.
Yeah, like he wrote several episodes too.
Yeah. and that's pretty much what he's most known for, besides God of War. I'm trying to remember what all he was in that, because there was other things too that we seen. We're like, oh, get the hell out of here.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
Dead Space Aftermath. He did Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark.
I think it's funny. I pulled up his Wikipedia. He's wearing a Sheldon Cooper t-shirt.
Yeah. He did Sharknado.
In 89, Judge began studying...
He was also Magneto and Magnus in X-Men Evolution.
A few of his early roles were Bird on a Wire, the early Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah.
Cadence with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Neon Rider, which there's no picture for, but it's a Canadian drama television.
Well, see,
and MacGyver.
Well, see, he was also in the Def Jam games. He was in World of Warcraft. He was in Turok. He was in StarCraft 2. Obviously the Stargate. He was in Fortnite as Kratos. So, yeah, and then he's written 4 episodes of Stargate. So, he's an awesome all-around dude. Like, so, yeah, I think he's earned the right to play T'Challa.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
And he was pretty, when he was offered, he was pretty much told that by his kids that they would disown him if he didn't take it.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially after everything that's going on with him.
Yeah. So
let's see. Do we have a release date for that?
It should be soon.
Here's another thing too, that this article also brings up, that it bumps the game, the complete game, Avengers.
Yeah.
The Hawkeye DLC, Kate Bishop, and this to 25 hours of game time.
Oh, I thought that...
So it took all these expansions to get it to 25 hours.
God damn.
I mean, that's story content. There could be grinding and shit, but that's still...
No, that's not... total runtime.
Yeah, that's still not enough.
Total runtime for all Marvel's Avengers story content is 25 hours.
And they still want $120 for that collector's edition. That's way too much.
So the other thing that this does point out is that the judge wanted to do it a little different here, because the character of T'Challa is actually 25 years older in this story.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's an older T'Challa?
Okay, it doesn't say 25 years. It says, I thought I read 25, but it might have been 25 hours. Yeah, it says, Judge said he wanted to do something different, and the character of T'Challa is quite a bit older in War for Wakanda than in Ryan Coogler's Black Panther film. Crystal Dynamics' version of Black Panther has been king for some time, and he's confident in his role. And Judge says, Chadwick's performance was somebody who had more questions about how to perform the role of Black Panther and King. This version doesn't have those questions.
So he's able to do both.
Yeah. All right, that was Evan Narcissus, a story consultant on War for Wakanda and writer of Marvel's Rise of the Black Panther series. The War of Wakanda will have significant changes and twists to the Black Panther story. So, yeah, this is looking like crap, honestly, just like the rest of the...
Hydrate.
I'm out of drink.
I got a beer.
And stretch.
Stretch and a burp, actually, on that one. Oh, felt good.
So, yeah, I mean, as much as I want it to be good, I am predicting that the War for Wakanda expansion is just going to be crap like the rest of the... My dog over here trying to get on my desk. It's going to be crap just like the rest of the game, honestly. That's my prediction. And I hope they prove me wrong. I really do.
Here's the thing. I really try not to go off of other people's reviews on stuff to determine anything.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've seen the gameplay. I've seen the footage of the gameplay. There's nothing that makes me want to pick this game up. And it's sad because it's a Square Enix, and I like Squeenix games normally.
Squeenix.
Yeah. Normally, I'm all over Squeenix games, and not this one. So, if you guys have played it, let us know what you think. In our next episode, we will finally be reading answers to our question of what is your game of the year so far. So if you haven't gotten those in, get those in now. Mm-hmm. Join any of our socials, yep. Which I'm going to put our link tree up so that you can you can look at that and join our socials. Come chat with us. Let us know that. Share some pictures. That kind of shit. But let us know. This will be in the audio format on Thursday, which is tomorrow if you're watching live. Yeah, that's about all I got. You guys got anything else?
Nope. I think I'm good.
No.
Alrighty. Well, yeah. If you haven't already, like I said, join our socials. Look at our link tree. Get yourself some merch. Come hang out with us. We will be back next Wednesday live, either playing a game or the show. Hopefully a game, because we've been doing the show twice in a row now. So hopefully we'll get back to games and recording the podcast, pre-record it. But as noted, that doesn't always happen. So yeah. As always, guys, we'll catch y'all at the warp point.
Peace.